This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban delegation has traveled to Moscow and held talks with the Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. The chief Taliban negotiator, Sher Mohammad Abbas Stanikzai, who is leading the insurgent delegation, told Russia Today Television his team had hammered out a formal agreement with American negotiators and the two sides together with Qatar, which hosted and mediated the talks, were preparing for a deal signing ceremony when President Trump surprisingly declared the process as dead. Last Saturday, the president called off the talks in his secretly arranged meetings at Camp David. Stanikzai stressed in his interview to the Russian broadcaster, the Taliban is committed to return to the negotiating table because the conflict in Afghanistan has no other solution. He also added that the Taliban is prepared to fight 100 more years if the American side is not willing to negotiate and they do not want peace on the table. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan assured residents of disputed Kashmir on Friday that he will expose what he called India's oppression and human rights violations in the region when he addressed the UN General Assembly later this month. He warns that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. He made the comments in a speech. And Pakistan held Kashmir, his first there since India revoked Kashmir's special status 5 weeks ago. About 20,000 people took part in that rally. He told the crowd they should not march towards the line of control which separates the Pakistani and Indian side.